notice how the shooter in the Gabby Giffords case was a loner with mental health problems and, of course, a gun. So was Dylan Roof. So were many others. And yet, in the same sleight of hand that allows every Muslim to somehow bear guilt for any killer who claims to have acted in the name of Islam, no matter how misguided, there is the same kind of rhetoric being aimed at progressive Americans because of the unconscionable shooting at a congressional baseball practice. Note carefully how reflexive the divisive rhetoric is. Fox News, right-wing talking heads, the notorious Family Research Council, and so many others seem unable to resist the kind of finger-pointing they are almost in the same breath blaming for the attack. There can be no question that our public discourse is at a low point. There's a reason that right here on State of Belief Radio, we focus so relentlessly on civility week after week because it is incredibly important. But angrily calling out your political enemies for inspiring an attack with divisive rhetoric while being so obviously divisive yourself is either the very definition of hypocrisy or an astounding level of tone deafness at a time that could, that should, at long last be bringing us closer to one another once again. We have a lot of work to do, and most of that work will only matter if it happens across ideological and political lines, not within our comfortable, confrontational, outrage-soaked, social media-fed partisan silos. We have not hesitated to call out inflammatory rhetoric where it was happening. Just this last week, Interfaith Alliance President Jack Moline spoke out strongly against the controversial Kathy Griffin image of a bloody Donald Trump head. But there is always room for more self-reflection. I sometimes wish there were an automatic 24-hour delay that Twitter activated when a tragedy like Wednesday's shooting happens. Because the power to react instantly and unthinkingly has yet to bring out the best in any one of us individually. And that means that most instant, unthinking tweets cause harm to us all collectively. In the absence of that emergency delay, however, wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be moral to have a president who called political correctness one of the nation's biggest problems just a few short months ago pause just long enough to grasp that blaming this week's shooting on what is being called inflammatory liberal rhetoric is the very height of hypocrisy? You can't have it both ways. Yes, reflection, judgment, and self-control are all desperately needed right now. And we're going to need to see it from all sides and at all levels if we're to have even a chance at healing our nation. Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you've made a donation to State of Belief Radio this week, I want to say a sincere thank you. If you've heard something on this week's show that you think would be helpful to someone you know, please share it with that person or persons. Direct them to stateofbelief.com, where they'll find full episodes, an in-depth archive, extended interviews, transcripts, and links mentioned in the show. The community that has grown around State of Belief Radio is active all week long online. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter and engage in the discussion. The more, the better the show. State of Belief Radio is a production of Interfaith Alliance. Become a member today at interfaithalliance.org. And be sure to tune in next week for more stories from the intersection of religion, government, and politics. Until then, you all take care of each other. I'm Welton Gaddy. That's State of Belief.
It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.